100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Could I say that any slower? Probably. Audacity could let me edit that. Anyway, it's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was turtle. We got a whole bunch of stories in, so I should just stop playing with my voice and let you listen to all the cool stories. I'll be back to tell you what the next topic is, or you could just cheat and look at the website at, oh, what's that URL again? I'm not going to say it. Anyway, here are the stories.
Turtle by Don DeCleese. Leonardo's tank was based on his observations of a turtle in a pond near his home. Many of his inventions were based on natural phenomena, like the set of wings he designed to allow man to fly like a bird. He noticed, on an outing to the seashore, that seals could swim underwater for a very long time while hunting fish and other delectables. So he designed a submergible ship that could do the same. The sun heated stones. The stones held the heat. But that was not worth jotting down. Even a fool could understand that. Chaos by Don DeCleese. Chaos was there before the Big Bang. That's an important part of Greek cosmology. It's not nothingness, it's a lack of somethingness. What you might call substance without spiritual definition. A stage of complete lack of any kind of organization on any level. The Tower of Babel is a biblical depiction of chaos brought about by linguistic disintegration. If no one can speak a common language, no one can communicate. If even part of the people can speak more than one language, then the chaos begins to come under control. The more commonality, the less chaos. Speaking broadly. There's a whole mess of other stories at Don's website at www.piswick.net, and that's spelled PISWYCK.NET.
The turtle, as unique and well designed as it is, has never been employed as a means of mass transport. A quick bimble around the garden or across the river may suffice for the turtle. But once the scorpion is introduced into the story, you know this did not turn out well for the turtle nor the scorpion. I've never ridden a turtle, but I did take a ride on the back of a large, green, sea turtle while in the Galapagos on a vacation. The turtle took me for a spin, as we dodged tour boats and scuba divers. Number 2. We don't know how it happened. The bottom of the shell was cracked and the plates were loose. Jimmy, the box turtle that lived in the garden, needed help, now. He had to stop dragging his shell across the ground. It was hurting him and it could do more damage to his organs if we didn't do something. Lonnie had some popsicle sticks, string, some rubber wheels, some cotton packing, and Lego pieces. We cobbled together a contraption that Jimmy could wear. It would keep his shell off the ground, allowing him to pull himself along until his shell healed.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 652 with a prompt of turtle, which is personally one of my favorite words. Turtle, 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 turtle. I just love it. Anyway, here's my story. Linoleum Amanda pulled Bilbert toward the bed. I really don't think, Bilbert began. What? Oh, Linoleum Amanda blushed. I just want to talk. Bilbert perched on the edge of the bed, his hands in his lap. Linoleum Amanda sat next to him. He looked around, expecting to find decorations of unicorns or something magic-related. To his surprise, everything was turtles. Pink turtles, There were turtle pillows on the bed, a pink and purple turtle patterned bedspread, turtle wallpaper, turtle posters, and turtle ornaments. "You like turtles?" Bilbert asked. "Yes. How did you know?" she asked, apparently surprised by his observation. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Turtle, 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 turtle. Turt, 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 turt.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Someone asked what my spirit animal might be. I suggested snapping turtle, because there's much I have in common with that creature. I hide away, only coming out of my shell if provoked. I have a thick, impervious skin, and I'll attack without warning. Like the turtle, once you're in my grasp, I'll draw blood, and I'll not let go. And yet, I seem so inoffensive, you might even think I'm cute. So, why don't you come a little closer? Try to give me a cuddle. No need to be afraid. But don't be surprised when I tear your fingers off.
Hi everyone, Lazy here, and this is my story for this week. Pirates are turtles. The others at the table frowned. Most of them were pirates. Yes, turtles. You drank too much, mate. No, turtles they are. Why turtles? The man prepared to stand up and walk away. Wait, have a seat. Explain why we're turtles. Parrots. The others frowned. Turtles or parrots? The man raised his beer mug and laughed. Another round for the boys. Everyone forgot about the turtle story. When the man walked away, he had several pouches of coins in his pocket. Slow blabbers, he whispered. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 652 on the topic of turtle. And my story this week is called Fear the Turtle. Sports team mascots tend to emphasize their ferocity. The Chicago Bears, Philadelphia Eagles, Carolina Panthers, Penn State Nittany Lions, Michigan Wolverines. Political correctness has forced some teams to replace mascots with watered-down versions. William & Mary is still the Tribe, but can't use the Indian logo. Similarly, the Atlanta Braves dropped longtime mascot Chief Nakahoma. Fairfax High School in Virginia ditched Johnny Reb in the 1980s, opting to do without a mascot. Here's to the Maryland Terrapins, then. A school so splendidly confident that its mascot is the very definition of slowness combined with a knack for avoiding fights by hiding in its shell. A bold decision. And that's it for me this week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of turtle. It's called The Golden Rule. Danny fries with that McDonaldson, had earned a break. And now that his burger business was making a profit, he felt comfortable with taking some time off and leaving his brother, Dilbert, in charge. Dilbert wasn't the brightest, so Danny kept his instructions to a mere 100 words and headed off to the beach. When he returned after 2 weeks, the business was failing. Dilbert, in his wisdom, had done away with steak and was now selling turtle burgers instead. "For crying out loud," Danny ranted. "I can't believe you broke the golden rule of burgers. Always keep it beef." I'm done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called All the Way Down. Mitch was a turtle's turtle, totally hard sheller, quick to snap at any dissent in the rank and file. He ran the race so slowly, it was easy to miss the infinite course corrections. That reptile was willing to give up any conservative creed to gain the greater goal. If it took 100 years, the Mitch would make it the law of turtledom all turtle eggs will come to term. Well, it didn't quite work out the way Mitch had planned. The Turtle 2 movement took him out of office, and a Mack truck took him out on the road. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Back when I could eat candy, I loved those turtle candies. Chocolate, caramel pralines, and I miss them so. Now that I can't eat them, I miss them that much more. For a while, I'd put one in my mouth, chew it up, and spit it out, but I was too tempted to swallow them. I had to stop. I'd try to breathe them in or get turtle-flavored coffee, but I can't have coffee either. Now, I just walk past the candy shop, not even looking in the window. "Enjoy it while you can, kids," I whisper quietly.
I really should write a script for this, because this is like take 20. I've been doing this for how many years? And I just... Blah, 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 blah. There you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of turtle. The topic of the next weekly challenge, it's a pick two. So it's topics. I really ought to write a script. Pagoda. Winter. Rustic. Confusing. Grinding, patience, Arthur, crypt. I ought to throw more names in topics. Those are kind of fun. Then they all wind up as a character. It's like, what is Arthur doing in this one? What is Arthur? You can use more than two. You can use one. You can just make up your own. Oh, he never selects mine. He never puts. Well, go ahead and use it. And just say that in the beginning of your story. He never uses mine, so I'm using it. Meh. And I suggest everybody use this forever. Go ahead. Do it. I'd love to see a mutiny. That would be kind of fun. After all this time, there hasn't been a mutiny. Well, there probably has. Just I haven't noticed. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. Thank you all for being a part of this. Even if you're mutinying. Mutineering. Mutant. Whatever. Ugh. And as always, keep it brief.